miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And while we were on break, we had a series of good questions, but I'm first going to go to the sports teams. You said Steve Nash became a master at power naps.
Taking naps, he did. And then we were discussing the study at Stanford, which had to do with sleep and sports performance, which was a great study. They took, they used the women's basketball team, men's football team several years ago, and they increased their sleep time by 1 hour. Many of them were sleeping less than 7 hours, and they insisted they try to sleep 10 if possible, but certainly increase it. And what they found overall was that their performance, their sports performance, improved remarkably in all of those who slept, who extended their sleep as much as 1 hour.
Huh. Isn't that great? Now, we've been talking, I should say, we came back and talking with Sleep Soundly Every Night author, Sleep Soundly Every Night, Feel Fantastic Every Day, Dr. Robert S. Rosenberg, who is a doctor, the subtitle, A Doctor's Guide to Solving Your Sleep Problems, a wonderful book. And if you look at, want to ask him questions after the show, you can go to answersforsleep.com. Answers, F-O-R, not the number, answers, F-O-R, sleep.com. The one of the questions that a Joan sent in, again, it's almost like I expect the questions that men send in are sent in by women. Women, I wonder if they're sending it for their spouses. But anyway, Joan from Boston writes, I'm an insomniac, but have always been scared of prescription sleep medicines. So I use Benadryl to help me nod off. I almost don't want to know the answer to this, but is it safe to do that long term? Should I switch to something natural like melatonin?
It depends, Joan, on the form of insomnia you have. It's a real broad question. Benadryl is safe. It's an antihistamine. It's really an allergy pill. Back in the 60s, kids who were given it were falling asleep. So that's one of the reasons it became approved as a sleep aid. It's certainly long. Melatonin is going to be is for people who have trouble falling asleep, especially if they have problems with circadian problems, like they're night owls and they need to get to bed at an early hour. They're in college and they're night owls. I don't like Benadryl very much, diphenhydramine, because of the side effects. One, it usually wears off in a few weeks, but two, it can cause constipation, urinary retention, dizziness, and it can leave you sleepy the next day. It can last as much as 12 to 14 hours. So I'm not saying I don't ever use it, but I'm not a great fan of the over-the-counter sleep aids, the Tylenol PMs. They all the PMs either have Benadryl, diphenhydramine, or doxalamine. Those are the two ingredients, and they're basically allergy pills that that make you sleepy.
And now, if someone has a problem staying asleep, they get to sleep fine, but they have a problem staying asleep, what would be an alternative to melatonin?
Well, if we're talking about trouble staying asleep, I mean, my first thing is I try to use cognitive behavioral therapy. Okay, so what I try to do is to get people to get, if you have trouble staying asleep, we want you to get up after 20 minutes. If you're wide awake, not stay in bed, go into another room, do something quiet. You might want to listen to music. You might learn how to meditate or breathing exercises. There's all kinds of things you can do. And then get yourself back into the bedroom when you're feeling sleepy. Don't fall asleep in the other room. So as far as treatment, that would be my first call. Now, if you were looking for a medication, for that, first of all, you want to make sure you're not suffering from depression, because early morning awakenings are a classic sign of depression. But if not, there is a medication on the market called Silanor, which is basically low-dose oxypin, approved by the FDA in very low doses, and it specifically works to help people stay asleep. It's the only drug that actually keeps people asleep the last 2 hours in a 7 to 8 hour sleep period. But again, I believe cognitive behavioral therapy is the way to go.
Someone just asked me what was the drug again, they said? Silanor?
Silanor, which is doxepin, but in a very low dose, 3 milligrams or 6 milligrams, whereas the antidepressant dose of doxepin is usually 25 or 50. And when we give people doxepin for sleep, it left them sleepy the next day. when they worked on the 3 and 6 milligram dose, they found out the majority of people after 7 hours had no residual sleepiness.
Now, one of the other questions that we got during the break was on lavender oil and lavender sprays. How do those work, and are they as effective as melatonin?
It's totally different. I mean, melatonin is being used in specific things. We're using melatonin in people on beta blockers because beta blockers block the production of melatonin. I use melatonin in people who have circadian dysrhythmias, where they are basically, they produce melatonin at 1 or 2 in the morning, which is why they're night owls, but they need to get to bed earlier because of work. So melatonin, and the elderly, we're finding that in the elderly, their melatonin production flattens out. And so a lot of my older patients in their 70s and 80s who can't fall asleep, I use melatonin. As far as the lavender, I've seen two good studies, one done in an ICU and one done in a nursing home with lavender oils and as aromatherapy. And there was a definite improvement in the ability to fall asleep. I just haven't seen the kind of work I've seen in the studies, the extensive studies over the years with melatonin and drugs that are melatonin receptor agonists.
It is something to try.
Oh, absolutely. There were two good studies, one in the nursing home, one with Alzheimer's patients, and one in ICU with cardiac patients, and the use of lavender aromatherapy definitely showed a tendency to earlier sleep time and greater total sleep time.
The book goes through, Restless goes through some major sleep problems. I guess there are a series of them, one of which is restless leg syndrome. Another is sleep apnea. Another is how you judge insomnia, that is, when you can't get to sleep. And it goes through the basis of how to get a good night's sleep. There's even a chapter on sexomnia. I can't even pronounce it. Right. And on nighttime eating. It's a fantastic book because it goes through a lot of your patient experiences, as well as post-traumatic stress disorder and ADHD. I'd be remiss because my wife would want me to ask because she's a pediatrician who deals a lot with ADHD kids.
Right.
Are there any tricks with the ADHD children?
Yeah, the trick is for we physicians to inquire about their sleep. Too many children are being diagnosed with ADHD who have an underlying sleep disorder such as sleep apnea or restless leg syndrome, which in many cases, when you treat that, they no longer have, quote, ADHD. I'm not telling you at all, but there's enough studies that have shown that. Because in children, sleep apnea and restless leg syndrome both can present with hyperactivity, trouble concentrating, trouble focusing. So I see at least 4 or 5 children a month who've been sent to me because they're on Ritalin for ADHD, and the pediatricians are becoming more aware of the sleep disorders, and they want us to make sure they're not missing a sleep disorder.
We have a hard break, and we want to thank you, Robert Rosenberg. Sleep soundly every night, feel fantastic every day. Wonderful book, great knowledge. Come back. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MV. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.